Do you remember the old slave quarters?
The old slave what?
These slave quarters, were they there when you came along?
Mm-mm.
They had already been torn down.
I don't remember that.
Some of the old photographs here show the Frewsters.
Now that place there, the home of the stable.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. No hard barn. I'm going to be an old house. Vineyard, where that is, I don't know what that is, too. But I knew where the sheep barn is. I knew where that is. Over there at that sheep barn. And I used to go there when I was small and see a milk cow there. I knew where that is. That sheep barn. But that's that little post office there. You know, that man just passed around about 5 years ago. He used to be a postmaster.
Who, what was his name?
His name was, oh my goodness, such a man name. And he used to come to see a citizen. And his wife is still living. I'm going to get her name. I'm going to call her. It's in that fight round senior citizen's name. Yeah. I'm going to get it and I'll let you know.
Okay. Some of the old photographs here at the mansion show Thomas Clemson and the Frewsters who worked for him. Uh-huh. Did you know the Frewsters who worked here?
The person who worked here?
The Frewsters.
No. I don't know.
We also have two other people here who are connected with the mansion. We have you outnumbered today. We have Susan Klein-Fedornier, who is in charge of historic properties, and Will Hyatt, who is in charge of educational programs connected with the mansion. And I think they have lots of questions to ask you, too.
And I don't know. That come on before my time. Oh.
Did your grandmother ever say how they celebrated Christmas? Did she ever mention how they celebrated Christmas on the plantation when she was a young girl?
No. She never did tell them about celebrating Christmas. But I knew one thing, I knew what my grandmother used to do. I remember that. If she married again, and she was Nancy Legree Trimble. And I used to see my grandmother, she took a cola and polish it. And then she put in one of them grinding mill, grind it up, and she make coffee. The iron is she gonna do that many times. And I'd ask, I said, Granny, I said, what you making there? She said, we making some coffee. And I said, coffee? What is coffee? I asked. She said, something to drink. And she didn't have to go to the store and buy all the stuff. She just go get that stuff and make it. Grits. She just get that cone and she put in that and she grind it and grind until she got that thing up into meal, to grits. And that's the way she used to make her grits.
Did your grandmother go to church?
Okay.
Did your grandmother go to church?
Did she go where?
Go to church.
Oh, yeah, she went to church. My grandmother was walking on Key Ridge. You know where Key Ridge is?
Over across the river.
Across the river. Up that Mass Davis Street. This old big covered bridge down there.
The Ravenel Bridge.
My grandmother, I used to catch my grandmother by her dress here, I was crying to go. And she said, too far for you to walk. And until I said, Granny, I said, let me go, please, let me go. So one morning she decided to let me go. And when we got in that old bridge, it's so dark in there. And we walked on through the bridge, and we came on through to Calhoun. And then we stopped at one of her cousin's house in West. Easter, that was her name. She didn't sleep.
Easter Reed?
Yes, sir. But I know where she was sold to them. I know where she sold, but I know she said she was asleep. And she was stopped there. And I remember Easter used to give me bread. She gave me a great big chunk of cornbread. I remember we was six by what we eat. We wouldn't eat everything people give us. And my grandmother teacher said, don't you eat everything somebody uses. So I take the bread, and you know what I do with it? I wrap it up in a piece of paper. Uh-huh. I wrap it up, and I did like I ate it. Uh-huh. She gave me a drink of water. She ate the bread. I said, I'm going to eat it. I agree with Dad to tell a lie. She said, don't never tell a lie. She said, because a liar gets you in trouble.
Where was your grandmother going to church?
Abel Baptist Church. My grandmother went to Abel Baptist Church when that church was a bush hovel. They didn't have it. It was a bush hovel. And she said when they built, they had that bush hovel, she said they went to church there for quite a while. Then after that, then they took. At that time, she said, it took red mud to put in between those logs. They had a little log cabin. They took red mud and put in there to hold it together. And then they had kerosene lamp. That was for the light. But you never would be there, she said, at night. But they had it in fear if it would be there. So she could tell you every preacher, every teacher, and everybody as a member of that Abel Baptist Church. And she said she remembered when they bought that church. Then they built another little church. And then they went there up until they got the church, another church built. And then that other church built, well, that church went down. And they built that church up there now. Because my grandmother had done fast and they built Abel Baptist Church there.
Why was your grandmother living at Kiowee?
At Kiowee, she was living up there on the Mass Davis farm.
Working for them?
Yes, because she was farming. Mass Davis. Because her husband was living, William Trimmer.
Were they sharecroppers?
Yeah, and after William Trimmer passed, then she moved to Clemson. And she died here at Clemson.
Where did she live in Clemson?
Why she lived in Clemson? Now I'll tell you why she lived in Clemson. The first place we lived was right down there on the side of the road, right there with little Becca. Rebecca Evening. That's the first place we live.
That's close to where Hardy's now is.
Yeah. We live there. And then when we left there, we moved over there. It used to be Calhoun at the time. And the old house, what we moved in now, Ida Watt lives in that house. That's her granddaughter. She lives in that house now. Because the old house was just about, because she lived in New York for 48 years. And she came home after her mother passed, Jesse Martin. After her mother passed, Ida came home, and she'd been living there and had the house fixed, and she'd been living there ever since. And that's why she moved back. And she passed right She was living with my mother in that brick building right, not the next door to my house, that next week. It was an old house and it was right there where she passed.
Viola, when you came in the door this morning into the Calhoun Mansion, does this hall look familiar to you? Does this look like it was when you were here?
Yeah.
But when your mother was here?
Seemed to me like this bathroom, that dining room was here.
Did you, is this the front door?
Yeah. It seemed to me like that dining room was here. Because as you go out that door, you kept that door locked all the time. It seemed like this dining room was right here. And then when you come down here, that was Terry, Calhoun, and Rebecca, and Rosa. Not Rosa, Rebecca and Chloe.
This was their bedroom?
Yeah.
What is the here. Southwestern room on the main floor?
And right down that hall there was Margaret Calhoun. Her name was on the door. And with her baby, she had a baby crib and everything in there.
Margaret Calhoun. Next to this room right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they had the front bedroom.
Yeah.
And what's now the front?
You go around, you go upstairs. You got rooms upstairs. That's where, Rebecca Shower, that's her daughter, Miss Margaret. So after she moved up there after she married Ed Shower. She married Ed Shower. They lived there in Ed Shower. I think he was the secretary of Clemson College. And after he passed, she had two sons, John C. and Ed. I don't know whether John C. and Ed passed or not, but it's been a long time.
Do you remember anything about the grounds outdoors? Were there lots of flowers?
Did he have any flowers? No flowers.
No flowers?
No. That boxwood wasn't even on there.
You don't remember the boxwood?
No, I don't remember the boxwood.
The road actually passed immediately by the house, didn't it?
Uh-huh. But I knew all about down in that basement. When you go down in that basement. So you had to go down that cook. You had to go up. And right around on the side, as you go out that kitchen, you go out and come around, and some steps up there. You had to come out to the right and go up some steps and go out. But he kept those doors locked that way most all the time.
Mm-hmm. What was in the kitchen? There was a stove?
One stove. And one, didn't have no cabinet.
And
not that we have now.
Was the closet?
It had old big closet.
The closet?
Was it a wood stove?
And a big wood stove. That's right. And by that wood stove, they had a big table. Mm-hmm. Right down there, too.
Where were the bathrooms?
The bathroom? Let me see, where was the bathroom?
Didn't have
no bathroom. I don't remember no bathroom. I don't remember no bathroom.
Do you remember the study that was outside that building?
I tell you what, you had to go outside to a bathroom. They had an outside closet.
Do you remember where it was located?
Huh?
Where was it?
I'm trying to think what. It was on that side back there.
To the southwest of the house.
Yeah. You had it going outside.
You have talked about the kitchen that was off
and
beyond
here. And
you know
that old spinning thing down there? Uh-huh. Fire spinning. And you got a big old fire make that thread and all that stuff there.
Uh-huh.
I remember that when Yes, who was that was down there? I remember. I don't know if it was one of Miss Rebecca Salva's oldest boy. He used to go down there and he'd go down and he'd go to working on and work on. He was round about, Ed was round about 14 years old. And he used to go down there and he'd get there and I'd go down there and I'd watch it. I'd sneak in the back door and I'd watch it.
Where was that? Where was he doing that?
Where was he living in?
Where was he spinning and making?
Yeah, spinning. He had thread on it.
In the basement?
Yeah.
Did you also say there was a stove in the basement as well?
No, it wasn't down there where the stove was there. You seen that little place out? That's where it was there.
But you had a stove, there was a stove in the basement of the house.
A stove?
There was a cook stove in the basement of this
yes,
house. And there was also one out in the outside kitchen.
That's right.
What was the difference in what they did on the two stoves?
What was the difference, honey?
What did they cook outside and what did they cook downstairs?
Oh, they cook nothing outside. I don't know cooking nothing outside. All in that kitchen.
Downstairs?
They cook on outside.
You're talking about the kitchen downstairs in the basement?
Downstairs.
So the kitchen that was outside was no longer in use.
Mm. Well, no kitchen on our side. The kitchen, it was under in this building, but yet it still was downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to go up those steps. You come in, you go down into the basement. And then you had to get your meal fixed, and then you had to go back up those steps, and then you had to come up some more steps to come into the make. And that's the way it was. I remember that well. I remember that well. And all this stuff, but I remember that post office.
Do you remember anything about the inside of this house? Something you really liked about the inside of this house?
Well, I tell you what now. Now I knew that was a hole right in there. Mm-hmm. But now, seemed like this, we got stepped that way into there.
Into the second floor, the steps to the second floor?
We stepped that way, down here.
Yes.
We have stepped that way, upstairs. Mm-hmm. But now I don't remember this step here. But I do remember them steps on the other side.
So you always walked up those other steps
mm-hmm.
in the far side of the house.
Uh-huh.
They're narrow and steep, aren't they?
That's right. Well, what happened to you, Mom? Now, what is that little house up there now? The little chair shop, that little white house.
That is John C. John C. Calhoun's study, his library.
I was not his study. I tell you, it was not. John C. Calhoun's study was not there for us. Let me see. I think that was on. Let me see. Let me get you off my foot. I think, I'll put my glasses back in here because I still don't want because this is my eye seeing thing.
Before we go out, do you want to look in any of the rooms and tell us about those?
Uh-huh.
What was your favorite room in the house?
Okay. I'm a few minutes. Y'all didn't sit here so long, y'all have to hit me up. Oh, Lord, I guess y'all said this old lady.
Oh.
Good to get some old in. And lots of people not that old enough.
Do you want to tell us about what you said was the...
This room right here?
Yes. The Calhoun girl's bedroom.
Now, this is off. Here it. Let me see about this here, something. The old fireplace, and I remember that. They had old fireplace.
Did they?
That's cute. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that bed?
Sunday?
Do you remember that bed?
I remember that bed.
Uh-huh. Was that in this room?
Yeah. It was right here. And that table?
Uh-huh.
It was here.
For all those girls, there must have been another bed.
Huh? There must have been another bed.
Was there another bed? You said three girls lived in
it
here.
It was two beds in here. It was a, you know, why them chairs over there?
Yes.
That bed, and they had another bed, and that bedroom back in yonder?
Yes.
It's three bedrooms in this place. It was. Now, why Margaret Calhoun bedroom? It was right down the hall, and her name was on the door. Mm-hmm. You done changed around?
Mm-hmm. Was that Margaret Calhoun's bedroom through that doorway back there in the rear?
Well, did she have her name is on the door when I was here before. Her name is on the door. Okay. And she have a cradle in there.
Uh-huh.
And the bed and everything.
Uh-huh.
That's when we was here before.
Okay.
But you see, they're changing around. But right in where those chairs are, now that bed was just like it was, but they had another bed. It was turned where that dresser there, then it was right there by that table, and it turned like this, and right in there where it was there. Now this is Terry Calhoun.
Okay.
She used to teach over at Calhoun, didn't she?
Yeah.
Would you tell us about the parlor? The parlor that's down this
back the parlor?
Yeah. Yes. You remember the parlor?
Yes. Now listen. Yes. But now listen. Before this one was starting, right here where the dining room used to be.
Okay.
That dining room used to be right here.
Okay. Did that dining... Go ahead.
That great big long table
mm-hmm.
used to be in here.
Mm-hmm.
This way. This used to be the dining room.
Do you remember your mother talking about Mr. Clemson?
My mother?
Yes, in the dining room.
No, I don't remember talk about Mr. Clemson, not my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I remember this. Well, but that dining room before that table was turned like that.
You remember that door?
Yes.
In the dining room?
Yes.
That door?
Right there.
Is that the one you said was always locked?
In the old piano? I remember that.
I remember that old.
Is this door?
I remember that.
Is this door the one you said was always locked?
Yeah.
The one inside the room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I remember that. But now this place here. And this is. But they moved this out from here. And this used to be. Yes. They said, I'm not going to step up.
Okay. What did this used to be? Do you remember?
This used to be. The living room, right in here. Okay.
What was in the living room?
What was in the old time furniture. It had a old couch, them old time chairs,
mm-hmm.
and everything was in here. All that old time stuff. But now they didn't have, now this dining room table was right in there.
Mm-hmm.
And this used to be the living room.
Where did the guests come? Did they come into this door from the outside?
The very same. They come in from that door.
They come into this door, from this door. Yeah. Not the...
That front door.
The front door. They
That's
came
right.
into the front door.
That's right.
They walked into
That's
the
right.
living room.
That's right.
And they waited
exactly.
for dinner in the dining room.
Yeah, yeah.
To the rear.
Yeah.
When your mother would bring food in for the dining room,
yes.
which door would she use to bring the food in?
She had to come all the way up the step.
She would come
all the way through that. I'll show you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, me. I trying to be my grandmother used to come through here. Need some help? Now. That's with him.
Okay. Is
the
door
go out through here?
Yes, it does. Do you remember this fireplace?
This used to be the breakfast room.
The breakfast room?
Right here.
And what did people do in the breakfast room?
What there?
Was this where your mother served breakfast?
Yes, she served, this is where Ida and Terry. Now, Rebecca never did eat with her because she was living upstairs. She had to go upstairs and pick up food.
With her husband?
Mm-hmm.
Was any of this furniture here in the breakfast room?
What is that?
Was any of this furniture here in the breakfast
right
room?
Right here where Margaret Calhoun and all of them used to eat lunch. Did breakfast. My grandmother had to bring this. My mother had to bring this stuff up in too.
Mm-hmm.
My mother.
There are all sorts of cabinets in the room now. What were they used for?
No. Those cabinets were not there.
They were not there.
Uh-uh.
What was there?
Look, I tell you now, that cabinet right across there, to there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, them things up in that place right there, I don't remember that.
And what was this fireplace used for?
They used to make them, they just have it there for show.
For show?
That's right. But then you some animal fire coming out of it sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Well, the side of it.
So that's where they used to get their heat.
The side of it looks like it was used as a bread oven. Was bread ever baked there?
Mm. Yes, it should be. Then you'd have a great big old log cabin.
Was there a door in the opening between these two rooms? Could you go from this room?
Yes, yes, yes. Now let's go away here. Let me see if you see this little bedroom here. Now this is where my mother had to go from the steps. Out the bedroom. Yeah, this is her room.
This is Margaret's room?
And this is Margaret's room. I'll never forget it.
What is that door at the back of Margaret's room?
That door?
Does that go outside?
I don't know if that's the closet or what. I think that's the closet.
No.
I think that's why they keep the closet.
Was this the same cradle she had?
Yeah. That's a cradle.
About how old was Margaret when she lived in this room?
I don't know how old she was. Because I knew she passed. She passed while my mother was cooking here for Rebecca.
Yes.
Rebecca, her daughter, lived upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And,
were there only bedrooms upstairs?
No. And this is the place right here. This is where Rebecca shower. You can have a little table.
Table?
And that's where she would bring the food up, and she, Rebecca would eat right here. For it wasn't nobody but Rebecca and John C. That's her son.
Okay. Was the dining room only used for dinner?
Yeah.
Or evening?
That's right. They changed that dining room around.
Well, what did they consider dinner? Was that at noon or at night?
What
that?
What did they consider dinner? Was that at noon or at nighttime?
Oh, at lunch, it wouldn't be no noon, it's in the morning. Mm-hmm. That's when they served at lunch, because when she got off from work, she went home.
So the big meal was in the middle of the day?
What's that?
The big meal was in the middle of the day.
Yeah, in the middle of the day, yeah.
What did they do about supper if your mother had gone home?
Well, anyway, a mother, she didn't have to eat no supper. Mm-hmm. They would just eat the lunch.
Leftovers?
That's right. She didn't eat no supper.
This is a back door where your mother
Now these steps, she had to come up.
And she came from the basement. There's another set of steps. Yeah. You can just see outside.
You may not want to try these.
But now they didn't have this round here to count.
Right.
But it was just like that. And you go down into your basement. They had a big stove down there. One is still down there.
Big stove. No.
Oh, it's not
still there.
Uh-huh. But anyway, that. And then, did she ride that walkway out through there?
Yeah.